home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
DC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Man, just going back to the 70s today. A little super freak from Rick James. Talk about a freak. He was a freak. Kind of crazy guy right there, but not all the crazy music, but... That was one that my mom would never let me listen to. So I, she wouldn't approve of that. I had a few things that every once in a while could spin on the old record player or put in the old 8-track. Whoop! There goes the monitor. Thank you, Lindsay, for helping me save the equipment here. But back on Party Line, it is WILO's Party Line, one of the longest running talk shows. In the country, not just the state, but in the country. We are glad to be joined now by Lindsay Cox over at the Paul. I'm trying to get this out of the way, Lindsay, so I can see okay. Your beautiful face instead of kind of look. There we go. You just take care of it for me. There we go. Lindsay, with Paul Philippi Resource Center. How long have you been with Paul Philippi Resource Center,
Lindsay?
I'm
coming up on 4 years.
4 years. That's amazing. Amazing. It is, you probably wouldn't think about that, how quickly that has gone by.
Yeah, it seems like it was just last week that I started at Paul Philippi, but here we are.
I know. I tell my grandson, who's a freshman this year, and he says, yeah, he's got the kind of the freshman blues. And I said, son, you'll be walking across the stage getting your diploma before you know it. It's that quick. It just happens that quick. Tell us, we have a lot of folks that have kind of moved into Clinton County and the area. They may not know what even the Paul Philippi Resource Center is. Tell us a little bit about the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
Yeah, so Paul Philippi Resource Center, we are Clinton County Senior Center. Almost all of our activities are free, zero charge. We offer several different socialization activities, bingo, euchre, shuffleboard, pool, any other card game you can think of. We also have a group of people that come together to watercolor paint or paint whatever they like to paint with. Book club, pretty much if you can think it, we can offer it. So,
oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's a opportunity for engagement
to get
out of the house and actually meet other people.
Yeah, that's our goal, is to help those that want to live independently to have that socialization aspect that they might not get if we weren't here. So.
Right. One of my favorite stories is that came out of the Paul Philippi Resource Center is the Millard and Joanne love affair.
Yes. I think we've had a couple marriages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about that. You know, you're maybe widowed. And you're lonely and you get a connection, and it's not only a place of resources. It's also a dating service maybe too, that we could add to that. But, Joanne and Millard met there, many years ago. I think Joanne was the events coordinator, if I remember right. And Millard, just a great guy, and awesome couple, and they got together and now married and living happily ever after.
Yes, yeah.
So that's so that can happen too.
Yes, you never know.
At the Paul Philippi Resource Center. You guys see some of those things that happen behind the scenes and you're looking, oh, I wonder if they're going to get together.
I've not seen that in my time there, but I think they were the third of the marriages that have occurred from Paul Philippi. So
that is so cool. That is so cool. You mentioned some of the activities. What are some of the other services? What are some services that folks could expect from the Paul Philippi Resource Center?
Yeah, so our services side is our public transit. So Paul Philippi Resource Center, yes, we're the senior center, but we also do public transit or transportation countywide. So as long as the ride originates inside of Clinton County, we can do it. We go to Lafayette, Tipton, Lebanon as a added bonus to help get people to places that Frankfort doesn't offer, whether it's a specialist or Meyer or anything like that.
Yeah. And I want to focus a little bit right now on that transportation, because you're heavily involved in the transportation side.
Yeah.
How important is it you are the public transportation right now for Clinton County. I know we have been in some meetings regionally talking about the regional aspect of it, but how important it is to get some folks to doctor's appointments, pick up their meds, pick up, just being able to just get out and get on the bus, because you see the Paul Philippi resource buses all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's hugely important. I think a lot of us take advantage of the ability we have to just get in our cars and go.
We take for granted, yeah.
Yeah. So I think Paul Philippi's helping to bridge that gap of people that, again, I think people think of a transportation, especially in a smaller community like Clinton County, that they think it's just to go to doctor's appointment. And we really are trying to preface that it's public transportation. We can take you anywhere you need to go. Obviously, that includes doctor's appointments. But
even shopping.
Yes. Yeah. So if you, or even to pick up your car from the auto shop or a trip to the bank, anywhere you need to go, we're able to take you. And we just really need people to help us get the word out, because there's still people that don't know we offer this service in the county. And we are one of a few left in the state that go off of donations.
Yeah.
So almost every other county is on a strict fare system.
So if I wanted to, I'm at the office, my car is in the shop, everybody's left me, they've abandoned me, they've said, Shan, we're not taking you anywhere, you've got to find your own ride. I could call the Paul Philippi Resource Center, they would come by, pick me up, take me to more than likely Del Rio's, I would pick up my vehicle, and then I could just say, here's $5 or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. So the way we operate is, obviously, if it's like a scheduled appointment or you really need to be somewhere at a specific time, call us as soon as possible so we can guarantee there's a ride, because we only have so many buses. And drivers. But we have gotten so much better in the last year, and I meant to bring that data and I didn't get it in time, of our same day. So let's say my car had a flat tire and I got it to the shop and I needed a ride at 2 o'clock today to go pick it up, I would just call us and say, hey, can you take me? And 80% of the time, that's a yes, even on a last minute appointment. You just give us a call and we pencil it in and we get you where you need to be.
How far is the range? I mean, when can you take folks to Lafayette? Can you go beyond the borders? I know we've talked about this in regional meetings, but some people may think, oh, well, I got to get to a doctor's appointment in Lafayette. Are they going to drop me off at the border?
What's going to happen? Yeah, so we go to Lebanon, we go to Lafayette, and we go to Tipton now. Tipton's our newest addition. We're trying, as we see the need, to go outside of Clinton County. As soon as that need hits a certain point, we're able to kind of look at getting additional funding from local government donations, and we're trying to extend our service area as that need is seen.
Right. And we're becoming more of a regional world anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're connected by, when you think about Frankfort, we're sitting in the middle of Lafayette, Kokomo, and Indianapolis. Lebanon's right down the road. You've got, which Witham Hospital, I know that's probably one of those trips that you make.
Yep.
Just being about 17 miles north there. Then you got IU Hospital, Franciscan Hospital. You got community on the east side over in Kokomo. And our county is kind of divided, that east side part of the county. I'll be in Kokomo this afternoon for meetings. kind of goes to that, drifts towards the Kokomo. Mm-hmm. The west side kind of drifts toward the Lafayette region and area. And then you've got the, I say, south of 28. So many people kind of gravitate to that region of Lebanon and Indianapolis, Carmel, the north side of Indianapolis.
Yeah, so we see that a lot. There's people that are very much, I only go to Lebanon, I only go to Lafayette, and I only go to Kokomo. I personally am in all of those cities, probably weekly at least.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's why it's so important that we, as we see the need, as we can increase funding, we can offer those services. Because, again, everyone deserves what we can do.
As we continue to talk about transportation, get me an update on that. Again, going back to the regionalism, you guys are the kind of the hub for Montgomery, Tipton. Tell us about that and how that became about.
Yeah, so we are the hub for Tipton and Montgomery. So we're kind of a pass-through site, and we oversee, they're newer to the public transit. Before they came onto public, they only did senior and disabled individuals. So they're newer to public, so they're under us. So we just give them guidance. There's strict guidelines from the state, so we kind of help coordinate all of that, be a resource for them, and just kind of work hand-in-hand to make that transition as easy as possible.
Yeah, and not just, because you bring up a good point, it's not just about seniors and are those that might have some disabilities or something. You even help with school. I mean, you guys move students around. You pick up students and get them where they need to be.
Yep, we take school kids. We take some younger adults that need rides to work. We, since I've been at Paul Phillippe, the number of individuals we take to work in Clinton County and outside of Clinton County has at least tripled.
Wow.
So it's great to see the kind of the evolution of it.
Yeah. How many buses you have now?
I believe we have 12 buses, 2 vans, and we have a total of 15 drivers they don't all work every day, but yeah.
Yeah, I see my brother Larry is Greg out there driving around every once in a while.
All the time.
I always tell him, I say, hey, don't hit me, brother. Not today. Won't do it today. But that's and that's another great opportunity for maybe someone that's retired. They could come and work for you.
Yeah. We joke, I think probably 70% of our drivers have come from Frito. Not intentionally. It's just the way it happens. Everybody just kind of like self-recruits people they know that they've worked with that have good work ethic. And they just keep coming from Frito-Lay. But it's cool to hear those stories and see that.
So what's the time frame as far as in a day? How early can you pick somebody up and how late can you take them?
Yeah. So our service hours are 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. The caveat to that is if you need a ride to outside of Clinton County, we would need to pick you up. Like your appointment couldn't start later than 2 p.m. So we can be back in the county by 2:45-ish.
Okay.
So that's the only caveat to that. But if you call us, we walk you through that process. And it's easier just to, if you're scheduling an appointment, to schedule a morning appointment, especially if it's a longer one.
Right. And, you know, I remember several years ago, we were in a pinch. We had a fairly large group of kids that we were taking to a concert and talked to Paul Phillippe. This has been a few years back, but we made a donation to get us down to Indianapolis, and it was fantastic. And I don't know if you guys still do that, but I'm telling you, it was a lifesaver because we couldn't find anyone. Mm-hmm. We normally had some type of transport or all these caravans of people, but we were going down to the state fairgrounds for the concert, and it was just awesome that Paul Phillippe stepped in. I think we actually ended up taking 2 buses down, and it was just great. And we greatly appreciate that service. And that is a service that is offered daily. What about weekends? You guys do anything on
weekends?
No, so we are
Monday through Friday, 6 to 5.
Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So beyond the transportation, you also have meal programs that if you are hungry, or regardless if you're hungry, you can still come get something to eat at Paul Phillippe. Is that a lunch program?
Yeah, so Midland Meals serves lunch at our facility, and they also deliver, and that's done through Area 4.
Meals on Wheels, correct?
It's similar to Meals on Wheels. But we have, Brenda is in our building daily. She's wonderful. She's also goes and delivers the meals every Wednesday now, I believe it is. But if you give us a call, I'll hook you up with Brenda, and she'll let you know what you need to do to get on that list.
Okay. Is that daily?
Yep. Lunch is at 11:30 at the center. And you don't have to, your first time, you don't have to sign up to come. Just come on in and she'll get the info from you. You can eat that day and she'll get it worked out with Area 4.
Fantastic. So you can get at least one good square a day.
Yeah.
You know, if you skip breakfast or don't have dinner or whatever, you can at least come out to Paul Philip Erie. And that's free? Or is there donations involved?
So
or?
That's when Area 4 comes into, it's income-based.
Okay.
So it's very low cost.
Okay. All right. So they just pay whatever that income-based is. So, all right. So then there's the events. I mean, I've got a list of them. I mean, gosh, you guys are going to be busy.
You got a lot
going on. Your next big event is lunch and bowling in Lafayette.
Yes. Yeah, so that is next week, actually. April's just flying by. We only have a couple people signed up, so we need a few more to make that trip a go. But we're going to go to Mike Olby's to bowl, and they have a good selection of food there. So it'll be a good couple hours to hang out.
Well, here's what I'm saying, that the bowling and the bus is free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's completely, I mean, the trip, unless you just want to buy food, but the bowling and the bus is free.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a great deal. I mean, don't say you can't get anything free, because they're gonna take you over there and you're gonna get to enjoy it for free. And that's coming up on April 21st. But you still need more people to sign up.
Yes.
Okay. What does it take to get? What's that break?
Six is our magic number.
Six is the magic number.
Yep.
So four more people need to, you know, all you two need to call some folks and get your friends to go. And it's a great time opportunity. I know. When Joanne was there, we would talk about all the events that she'd go on, and they would do Branson trips and go all over the place. It was always fun. Then you got the Cracker Barrel trip coming up in May. That's right, like right before Mother's Day.
Yeah. So we do the first Tuesday of every month, we pick a lunch. And I don't know if you know Exy. She kind of volunteers to head up those lunches. So she gives me a list at the beginning of the year of the places. And we try to hit most of the local restaurants. And then when the weather's nice, we try to branch out, because some people don't have the option to go outside unless we take them.
But this, you know, again, transportation is provided. You can bring a friend and just, I mean, have a great time. Again, engagement is so important. I think that's one of the things that the older you get, I was just reading an article last night, actually, from Psychology Today, that was talking about the older you get, it's not about being lonely as much as it is about you just kind of get into a routine and you kind of stop learning. I think the word is engaged.
Yeah.
Engagement. You're not engaged. Now you're still existing, and you still might be, oh, you know what, I'm not lonely, but you're not engaged. And I think that's a challenge, because we're not only, those people are not only missing out, but it's the people that they get to engage with are missing out, because you can learn so much from another person.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about Paul Philippi. What I get to learn from everyone that walks through the doors, and I get to have conversations daily with them. And I know that they get to have those conversations with each other and help each other feel better. We have someone that comes that lost her husband, and she says that Paul Philippi is the reason why she can still be as happy as she used to be, because she gets that engagement and those deep connections with people that she doesn't get at home anymore. So,
well, and in my world of ministry, so many times folks like to just remember. They like to share a memory.
Yes.
And if they have someone to share that memory with, it's just all more, it's almost like reliving the situation, you know, the actual event.
Yeah.
Is that you're engaging. But if you're just sitting at home trying to remember it, and you've got some sad music, melancholy music, and you're trying, sometimes it can just bring some sadness and depression. If you have someone to kind of engage with, and now you can actually have a conversation and discuss it, and then they get to discuss their memory, there's a bonding.
Yes.
That science is telling us those are neuropathogens, that the neural pathways that are formed in engagement create relationships that can last a lifetime. And I think we sometimes lose that person, or life has really handed us a bag of lemons. It's really tough and really challenging, and we can just kind of go in the closet, but it's how you respond. I just, again, reading this morning a devotion, it's not what happens, it's how you respond to what happens.
Yeah. And we see that a lot. And lately I've been seeing a lot of people that are kind of hesitant to come in, and it's a lot of times there are kids that are working that they don't have time to be with their parents all day. So they're trying to get them in to socialize because they're not socializing. So they see that decline a little bit, and there's just that hesitation. And then they come in, and it's amazing. You have someone sitting at the euchre table and they build that connection. Yeah. And it's an instant,
you
like
get
magnet.
To see it every day. Yeah. Yeah. It's a spark.
Yeah.
You get to see the spark. You've got the, another big event that's coming up, is the Day in Ginda Senior Olympics.
Yes.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's the whole month of May. And you still have this week to sign up. Registrations are due on Monday. But we have an insane amount of events in the month of May for Senior Olympics.
I did it one year, a few years ago. I really enjoyed it. But wow, I was like, I'd get a phone call. Hey, you know, you're supposed to be at, I go, oh yeah, I forgot. I wasn't looking at my calendar, so I was able to make it to a few things, but there's so many things that's packed in. But for someone that, you know, is looking for something to do, or maybe they're just maybe they just retired, maybe they're, you know, they're kind of twiddling their thumbs and trying to figure out, this would be a great way to get them engaged.
Yes, yeah,
and it's competition.
Yeah, and it's $10, and that includes your meal at the end. They have a closing ceremony, that's pretty much just paying for that meal. But there's at least an event every single day in May, and it's everything from cards to badminton to cornhole. So
pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball.
They've got ping pong. I think it's horseshoes. I don't have it in front of me, but
bocce ball.
Bocce ball.
Bridge. Yeah. I don't know if there's any bridge lovers. I can't play that game, but no,
but I remember Pat being in here the other day, and we were talking about it, and there was just an incredible amount of, and they got trivia. I think it kicks off with trivia.
Yes, starts with trivia.
Yeah, and
Trivia is always a good time.
Yeah, and that's normally at your place.
Yes, that's at Paul Phillippe.
So that's at the Paul Phillippe Resource Center. It all kicks off there with trivia in the month of May. So a lot of fun there. Lindsay, why did you get it? What drove you to this career path? What made, and you know, you've been there 4 years now. What's keeping you there? What's the genesis of all that?
Yeah, so I've always had a passion for people. And I started as only doing program coordinating for the senior center, and that has evolved to now having a big hand in the transportation compliance side of things. I love compliance. It's weird. It makes my brain tick.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad there are people like you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have to be in compliance as being a director of an organization, but I love when people just get up going, how can I be more compliant?
Yes.
How can I do this? You know, so.
Yeah. So that, I love that side of it, but our public transportation for me, I love our senior center. I love hanging out with them every day, but public transportation really is changing lives in this county. We're working on some video testimonials to put on our website. So the public can see some of those, but it's really cool to see the life changing events that are happening just because we offer a ride, and it seems so simple, but it isn't to everyone.
Yeah. Well, you guys have got a great staff. Dawn does an awesome job. She's a great leader, and you guys have got some great people. You have people that are passionate, and that people that understand, I think, the mission. And I like what you just said about, you know, that compliance makes you happy, and that's because that's something that's a mission in your heart to do something that is going to bring fruit, to our community. And, I think that we often forget organizations that are doing these kind of things. We forget the power that's there and the connection and the engagement that you're changing a life. I mean, a life is being changed in that building.
Yeah.
And you see it.
Yeah.
And you get to be a part of that. What are some, as you're looking into the future, what are some things that you would like to see happen, and how can the community embrace you more? What can the community do to help better serve Paul Phillippe? You serve the community, but how can the community best serve and better serve Paul Phillippe?
Yeah, so I guess the biggest way the community could help us would be funding. So we get funding from the state, but with that funding, it has to come with a match of 50 cents on every dollar. And we could get a lot more money from the state, but we don't have the local match to back that up. Mm-hmm. We would love to have more buses so we could offer way more same-day trips, extend hours potentially if that was a need. There's so much more we can do, but we have to be able to fund that. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you had like even a couple of more folks and just vans, just to be able to get, day trips and things, or not day trips, but those short trips, those quick trips that people, like you say, same day.
Yeah.
Because we're woefully underserved. I mean, Uber and Lyft and all of those folks, I mean, people are doing those as a kind of entrepreneurial, but to be able to offer it affordably and getting people to where they need to be, that would be something you would like to see in the future.
Yeah. And if anyone is ever interested in public transportation and just wants to really see what we do, just stop in. We're there. There's always a couple of us in the office, and we'd be happy to talk it out.
And always looking for volunteers and help.
Yeah. So our senior center, if you're handy, we are always looking for help around our building, too, because we are an office full of women that are not handy individuals.
So anybody that can have a swing a hammer,
yes,
or paint or whatever the case may be, there's always a opportunity for that. And so how do folks get a hold of you, Lindsay, if they want to set up a tour or something? Maybe there's an organization that would like to come in and help. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to our website and you can send information if that's easier, or you can give me a call at 765-659-4060.
Okay, 4060, 4060. I always remember 659-4060. I remember I used to call that quite a bit. A lot of things over the years have changed, but the one thing that remains the same, you guys are still very much engaged and ingrained in helping that senior become all they can be, because life doesn't end at 55 or 60 or 65 or even 85, or if you ask Miller, 90.
You know,
he's 91 now. So, and there's still opportunity to grow, but there's opportunity to also plant seed and to pour into other people's lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you guys offer so much.
Yes. Yeah. And Millard is a great example of all of that. He's recently kind of slowed down, but he volunteered so much. He came and participated so much. He met his wife.
Yeah.
Like he's a beautiful example of everything Paul Philippi can be.
Yeah. And well, he's slow. The only reason he slowed down is Joanne's just like
she keeps him busy,
working him like a mule. I'm telling you, that poor guy. Oh, great people. So, all right. Well, Lindsay, thank you. 659-4060, 659-4060. You can call. Do you have a Facebook page? You guys,
we do. We are on Facebook as well.
All right. So you can follow folks. Follow the Paul Philippi Resource Center folks on Facebook as well. Call Lindsay, and if you need a ride.
Yeah.
Give them a call.
Yep.
If you got an appointment, give them a call. Let's use the services so that maybe we can grow it. And if you can help, that always is a big blessing as well. So thank you so much, Lindsay. Appreciate
you
coming in today. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. We greatly appreciate you joining us. Had a great show. Don't forget about the spring program there for the Lady Bird Lane, the consignment sale that's coming up over the weekend at Tippecanoe Fairgrounds. And then, of course, if you need a ride or if you want any services for seniors, 659-4060, Paul Philippi Resource Center. Talk to any of the folks there. They're great, great to work with. Don't be fearful. Walk in, give them a chance. You might find your next best friend, and maybe even if you're looking, and even if you're not looking, you might find a spouse. Who knows? Regardless, you will find people that love you, care about you, and want the best for you, and that's what it's all about, being part of community. Well, until next time, which I believe will be Thursday, good Lord willing, you have a great rest of your week. Until then, stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.